Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Go from Employee to Company Founder in 90 Days. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. Most people think they know what makes someone a founder, but 90% get it completely wrong. They think it's about having a cool idea or being the first person hired at a startup. But that's like saying anyone who walks into a kitchen is a chef. Today, I want to share what actually separates real founders from people who just call themselves founders. Let's start with the real definition. A founder isn't just someone with a business card that says CEO. A founder is someone who creates something from absolutely nothing. They don't join existing companies early or improve existing products. They solve problems that don't have solutions yet. They take an idea that exists only in their mind and make it real in the world. But vision alone doesn't make you a founder. There are three non-negotiable traits that every true founder possesses. First, extreme risk tolerance. Founders bet everything on unproven ideas when everyone else thinks they're crazy. Second, problem-solving obsession. They don't just want to solve problems, they can't sleep until they figure out how. Third, they lead without authority. They inspire people to follow them before they have money, power, or proof their idea will work. Let me tell you about Brian Chesky. When Airbnb was failing and he couldn't pay rent, he didn't get a job. Instead, he designed cereal boxes themed around the presidential election and sold them for $40 each. He used that money to keep Airbnb alive when every investor said no. That wasn't just creativity, that was founder-level commitment to a vision. Today, Airbnb is worth $75 billion. So here's your 90-day challenge. Ask yourself this question every morning. Am I solving a problem that doesn't have a solution, or am I just copying someone else? True founders create new solutions, not better versions of existing ones. Start there, and you're thinking like a real founder. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.